If a Republican president returns to the White House in 2025, conservative groups have a plan to shape the next census in 2030. Many of their proposals threaten the accuracy of statistics, statistics that form the foundation of U.S. democracy. That is raising concerns among census watchers, including a former top official in the Trump administration. NPR's Hansi Lo Wang reports.
It's a plan that could turn out to be a sequel to the years of census interference by the Trump administration.
Thank you very much, everyone.
Including its failed push to use the census to ask,
are you a citizen of the United States of America?
That was former President Donald Trump speaking outside the White House in 2019, 2 weeks after the Supreme Court's Chief Justice John Roberts announced the court had blocked the administration from adding a citizenship question.
Here the Voting Rights Act enforcement rationale, the sole stated reason, seems to have been contrived.
During this legal fight, the Census Bureau urged the administration to use government records, which it said would produce more accurate data about people's U.S. citizenship status. Adding a citizenship question is also likely to discourage households with Latino or Asian American residents from participating in the census. That would hurt the accuracy of numbers that the Constitution says must include the whole number of persons, not just citizens, in each state. Those numbers are used to divide up local representation and guide federal funding. Herman Haberman, a former deputy director of the Bureau, points out the Bureau already produces estimates of U.S. citizens through an annual survey.
So we do it. We just don't do it at the block level. And so the question always became, why is that necessary?
This new proposal for a citizenship question is part of a larger plan to dismantle aspects of the federal government. It's an effort led by a conservative think tank called the Heritage Foundation, which did not make any representatives available for an interview. But how a Republican administration explains why a citizenship question is necessary could spark lawsuits, says Thomas Sines, president of the Mexican American Legal Defense and Educational Fund.
I've never heard articulated a justification for the citizenship question that is not fairly obviously a veil to disguise racial and partisan intent.
All of these things are actually attempts to influence who is and is not counted.
Mita Anand of the Leadership Conference on Civil and Human Rights is also concerned that these conservative groups want to align the Census Bureau's mission with, quote, conservative principles to fight back against what they call liberal bureaucrats.
Should just be focused on ensuring that we have a fair and accurate account of everyone that resides in our country.
The plan's call to carry out a conservative agenda at the Bureau is also catching public criticism from a former top official in the Trump administration, former Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross, who led the failed push for a citizenship question.
I don't think that census should try to shade things in any political direction.
For Terry Ann Lowenthal, a census consultant who served on former President Barack Obama's transition team, this plan is a sign these conservative groups understand there's power in census results.
If you control the production and flow of information, you can control how people view their government, the actions their government is taking or not taking, and their view of the world around them.
And these proposals, Lowenthal says, should raise alarm bells for anyone worried about the future. Hansi Lo Wang, NPR News, Washington.